It is regrettable that despite the agreement of the working group in June that parties should increase their pledges to collectively fund the additional staff to strengthen the secretariat, and despite the high-level letters that were sent out, only a few parties have responded properly. The result is that the pledged contributions remain largely insufficient to fund the proposed draft work plan. We have a gap of 600,000 of the originally agreed required resource requirements. This corresponds to the staff costs of the additional professional staff member that the Secretariat so desperately needs as a minimum for servicing of the two treaties. We are repeating this, but this is a real need and a priority for all of us to be shared with you all. And I would like now to ask the delegations to keep the resource situation in mind when reviewing the work plan, because we need to remedy to this shortcoming. Now, I will invite the Secretariat to project the work plan on the screen, including any proposed adjustments, and invite you to go through the Annex 1 of the work plan, section by section, asking it to ensure that for each activity in the work plan, information is provided on the entities responsible for implementation and financial and staffing or in-kind resource requirements, in-kind contributions. Delegations are invited to propose leading or sponsoring activities and hosting events, completing the listed activities, filling any possible gaps and removing all bracketed text. And then two, the MOPS should review and update the resource requirements and ensure that the work plan matches the resources available for its implementation, deciding whether and which activities should be suspended or cut should the required additional resources are not secured. This is an extremely important element. If we don't have the appropriate resources, we need to cut or suspend any activities, and we need to agree on this right now. I don't know if the Secretariat wants to add something at this stage or if I open the floor for the delegates on Annexes 1 and 2. Switzerland, the floor is yours.